Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog, feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case, like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the third hour of our first Animal World edition of 2012. Happy New Year, everybody. New Year's Day, and we are happy campers here in the studio, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I'm here. Mike Roberge is here.
Yes, I am.
We're having a good New Year's Day, huh?
It is. First day of the year. The sun's coming out. Looking pretty nice out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm kind of liking it.
But you got to stay with us for another hour, and then you can go out and do yard work if you absolutely insist on doing that.
If you must.
Yep, yep. But let me tell you that if you want to be in touch with us, it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, yours truly, and I am a animal behavior therapist and trainer. Been doing it for more than 45 years professionally, and I'd love to help you understand your animal friends and solve problems. And my expertise is primarily with dogs and cats, but a lot of what I teach applies to all critters, and I do a lot of troubleshooting. And I'm not a veterinarian, but I can certainly give you some good coaching and on healing stuff. And if you'd like to speak with me, you can call anytime in this hour. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And email, while we're on the air, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with us anytime by going to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Lots of good information for you there. All links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Link to the audio archives. All shows are archived and have been for some time now, so you can go back and listen to previous broadcasts. Click on current events for current event stuff. Click on shelters for all our shelter, rescue, and sanctuary information. And you can click on the Contact Martha link to send me an email or address your own email program to MarthaLight@AOL.com. But that goes to my home office computer. If you want to reach us in the studio, it's AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. If you need to post something to Animal World, first of all, if you're sending in a current events item, please email it. It's easier for me to get to Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my web mistress, that way. And if you need to use the Postal Service, Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then, as you found out last hour, we talked about how to keep dogs from jumping up, teaching them off, and how to quiet them and teach them friends and change the way they feel about stuff, all of that good stuff. I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and that's what I do to earn a living. So if you have problems with your animal friends, I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anybody you know has behavior training issues with their animal friend, have them give me a call. If I'm not the best person to work with them, I probably know who is, and I'll send them on. And you can, the best way to get a hold of me, you can email me, but don't count on that working. I don't work via email, but I will do my best to get back to you. But the best way to get a hold of me is call and bug my voicemail. And I'm serious about that. 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Remember, we're looking for a call screener here on Animal World. It's a volunteer position, but we can trade for advertising if you have a product, service, or business that you'd like to advertise that is sits with our philosophy here. We can trade you in that regard. And you don't have to come in on the third Sunday of the month because Kevin and Kim have their own call screener. But we'd love to have you behind the scenes if you'd like to join us. And you can email me or call me, 360-217-7258.
It'd be nice to have a third.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of completes the little triangle here.
Yeah, we could have an M&M and something.
Something.
Yeah.
M&M and something.
We bring the M&Ms.
Yeah, we bring the M&Ms, and we have room for another letter in the other room. And then we can, yeah. Kind of, we look in there and there's nobody there.
It's unusual because usually there is somebody there, and it's like, well, you know, one less person to make eye contact with.
It's a good thing you like to talk because at least I have somebody to talk to.
That's true.
And you're a good talker.
Except when I have to go answer the phone, which I don't mind.
Yeah, so if you do call, you may just get put on hold if Mike can't run to the phone immediately. You'll know the call's been answered because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear, and he'll get in there and talk to you as soon as he can. And, gosh, I guess that covers the business stuff. So, I did get a chance to watch the owl release YouTube video. You can find it at MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events and scroll down. Now, that actually happened on the last Robin and Martha Sunday. So it will be a month ago next Sunday. And that happened during the show. And I realized that I don't think I remember to tell you the rest of the story, Mike. You know that we were trying to release this owl through most of the show.
Right.
And as you can see in the video clip, they got out in the middle of this field and opened the crate, and the owl just sat there.
It wasn't totally scripted.
And it, yeah, and the owl wouldn't go.
That's right.
Well, what happened, they ended up having to call Sarvi and talk to Leslie about, well, the owl won't go. And she said, well, what are you doing? And, well, in this big field. She said, that's the problem.
Plus, it was also on the ground.
Well, but she said, in a big open field like that, the owl will be hesitant to take off because they're vulnerable to aerial predators, you know,
right,
crows and other things.
And they're not usually on the ground.
Well, yeah.
Except to take prey.
Yeah, but she said that's the problem. She said, so in the little video clip, you see him walking, and you can see him walking towards trees. And as soon as they got towards the trees, the owl took off right away up to the tree. But that was the problem and why it wouldn't take off right away.
But it all turned out really well.
Yeah,
in a really cool video.
Great little video, isn't it? They did. And Rhonda, indigodog.com, if you want the best web mistress on the planet.
Yeah, really nice job.
She did a really good job of putting that together. Thank you, Rhonda. Very cool. All right. Well, boy, we never have gotten to animals in the news and all of that stuff. But I have to say that I probably should tell you my New Year's Day story.
Okay, plus also there's, you're going to go woo-woo, or doo-doo.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the follow-up stuff. Yeah, remind me of that. That's some
I think it's woo-woo, it's not doo-doo.
Woo-woo, yeah. Well, doo-doo-doo-doo is the music sort of thing.
I know, but when you said doo-doo, I think of something else.
Well, you know, sometimes we do talk about dog-doo on the show.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, yes. Yeah, but it's one of the shows where I used to say that, I sometimes say it, especially on behavior. It's the one show that can get away with talking about poop and pee and vomit and spit and all that stuff because animals do all that stuff.
That's right. So do we.
Well,
but,
yeah, but
we just don't talk
usually
about it.
Talk about that on human radio. But Dr. Oz does on TV, but that's different. Never mind.
I wouldn't know.
Never mind. Okay. So New Year's Day, very, very many moons ago. And you know, the Rose Bowl football bowl game is played on New Year's Day.
Most of the time.
It's not. Well,
except when New Year's falls on Sunday, which it does today. Rose Bowl will be played tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Generally don't have bowl games or college games on, at least football anyhow, on Sunday.
Huh.
College.
Okay. Well, so there's no Rose Bowl today.
Not today, tomorrow.
Was tomorrow a holiday?
It is for most folks.
I forgot that last Monday when I went to go pick up Buzzy that it was a holiday because I went to the bank to get cash and bank was closed.
Yeah. It'll be closed again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. A holiday for most folks.
Hope Costco's open. I was going to go to Costco.
Costco, I don't think, closes. I don't think they have doors.
I don't
doors.
Think they ever close.
I don't think they have doors.
Well, they
front.
Have doors. I don't think they close them, but, well, except once in a while. But anyway, never mind. New Year's Day must not have been a Sunday, but way back when, there was a time when the Huskies had a really good team.
Oh, absolutely.
And they went to the Rose Bowl
throughout the
a
years.
Lot.
59, 60,
now,
63?
Yeah, now this is when it would be. 59, probably. Maybe 59.
Wisconsin, Minnesota?
Well, I don't know, because I was young enough that, see, I didn't.
I wouldn't
didn't.
Know. That was way before my time.
Well,
I lie.
I know you do. But see, I was around, but I was young enough, see, that I couldn't sit still long enough to watch a Rose Bowl. I'd go to the games, but I couldn't sit still to watch a Rose Bowl. And whichever, it was probably the 1959, if that, because I'd have been 9 years old then. That's about when it happened. And New Year's Day, Huskies were in the Rose Bowl. And was that the, I'm trying to remember the quarterback.
Bob Schlereth.
Schlereth. Yeah, Bob Schlereth. And then there was a really hot running back. Or
McKenna?
No. But anyway, it was Bob Schlereth days. So my parents were watching the Rose Bowl with my godparents. And my godsister, they lived in Laurelhurst too, but they had come up to our house. And we were in Laurelhurst on the top of the hill, and we had a family room that they could close off. It could, you know, door closed. It was like an extra bedroom, but in our house it was a TV room. And so my parents and my godparents, the four of them, were in that room watching the Rose Bowl. And of course, it was the Husky. It was a big deal, and they were really into that, and they did not want us kids bother him. And I don't know where my brother was and what he was up to, but me and Faith, my god sister, you know, we were like, didn't have nothing to do. And so we'd poke our heads in and, you know, to ask them, they'd just go ahead, get out, go, 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 go. So we left and we walked a mile over the hill and down to Face House. And in, she lived down on the water by Cerber Drive, which, and they're all waterfront homes and stuff. And whenever we were at her house, we walked to the waterfront and we went down through these people's yard and we would feed the geese on the lake. You know, we'd take stale bread. And so we had geese friends. We had goose friends on the lake. And so we went down to Face House and we got some stale bread. And we went and we were feeding our goose friends. And then we were thinking, wow, you know, it'd be really fun to take the geese for a walk. And you know me, I've been talking to animals since I was a kid. So I said, well, how are we going to do this? And I said, well, why don't we take them home? That'd be cool. Well, so we went back to Face House and we got some string. And so we convinced two of the geese that they should come with us and go home and meet the folks, you know. So they came out of the water and we tied a little string around, I mean, a teeny little string around their neck. And so we had string leashes. And then we walked these two big white geese, huge white geese, big white geese. And we walked them a whole mile up the hill and to my parents' house up on 52nd in Laurelhurst. And they just trotted right along because I was talking to them, telling them, and I said, we'll go to my house and we'll go swimming. Well, we didn't have a swimming pool. So I promised them we'd go swimming. So we got in the house and I kind of went up to said, left, you know, faced with the geese at the, and I went up and poked my head and said, we're back. And I said, yeah, get out, get out, get out. So close the door. So my parents' master bedroom was right next to the TV room, but so master bathroom. So we went into the master bathroom, took the geese in there, closed the door and filled up the bathtub. And then, you know, we let them off their little string and we let them go swimming in my parents' bathtub. And we had such a good time, you know, and the geese were, you know, hooping and hollering and flapping around and diving in the bathtub. And, you know, the phrase loose as a goose has not been coined for no good reason. And let me tell you, there was goose poop everywhere, on the walls, on the ceiling, on the floor, all over me and Faith. And the geese were having a ball in
the
bathtub.
But nobody cared, right? At least until the game was over.
Well, then towards the end, it was before the game, just before the game was over, I guess my mom had to go to the bathroom.
Surprise, surprise.
And she came in the bathroom, and oh my God, it must have been the shock of her lifetime, because she looked at the two of us and these two geese, and oh my, where did you get it? Fortunately, my mom, it was an animal lover, and I chose her as mom for a reason. You know, and she did all the animal stuff with me. I mean, I could tell you all kinds of stories about me and my mom. But she just, rolled her eye. But she said, all right, girl. And so she ordered us to take the geese back to the lake right now. And she said she would leave the mess and that we would clean it up when we got home, except that if my father saw it, we would be in big trouble, and we'd probably never, be allowed freedom again in our whole entire lives. So we put the geese back on their little strings, and we walked them the mile back over the hill and took them back to the lake and their family and thanked them for hanging out with us for the day and let them go, and happy time. And by the time we walked all the way home, Mom had cleaned up the bathroom and everything was gone, and not a word was ever said.
Oh, wow. You lucked out.
Father. Yeah.
Definitely lucked out.
Yeah. Lucked out because my mom was great and she cleaned up the mess. We didn't have to. And Dad never knew.
It was a really great field trip for the two geese.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they were wild geese, yeah. And I mean, who? I just thought everybody talked to animals. So I said, hey, want to come tomorrow home to my house? We'll go swimming. We got a great.
Well, the game was on, so they probably didn't have anything better to do. So
no,
why not?
Why not go home with the kids?
This house.
Faith and Martha.
Never
and,
done that
go
before.
Go swimming with people.
Yeah.
It's like, who knew? Yeah, but we just had. Oh, anyway, that's my favorite Rose Bowl.
That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, but. Yeah, don't, you know, just take my word for it. Don't take wild geese swimming in your bathtub.
Probably not a real good idea.
Yeah, no. But we sure had fun. All righty then. If you by chance have a behavior training or healing question or something you want to talk about, it's a very good idea that you better call me.
Probably should call now.
Yeah.
Because we are just right at the bottom of the hour here and... You know, we've only got, less than 35 minutes to go in the show. So if you've got a question,
If you've got a question, you better call. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free, remember the 1-888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. But not to worry, I got plenty to talk about if you don't call me. And speaking of follow-up, I got some great happy news. I don't believe you were here, Mike, yet. I think it was BM again. Before Mike. Oh, how fun is that? How many times can I figure out how to use that?
There's no end in sight.
Anyway, before Mike's time, we did a shelter rescue sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We did an interview with Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub, who runs that out of the Seattle area and actually helps animal rescues in India. And while we were doing that show, I told her about a friend of a client of mine who had been over in India receiving medical treatment and had fallen in love with a stray dog in the streets who had a puppy, and she loved the dog, but she was unable to be able to take it out of India and bring it home with her, and she was mournful over this dog and concerned about it, but had not been able to deal with the authorities to bring it home. Well, Eileen said she would help Mary and help her with the animal rescues over there and help get these dogs back. Well, I don't know how many months. I think that was during the summer. I got to tell you, I got the best news yesterday. An email from Mary to my friend said, wanted to let you know the dogs are arriving today. Flying to L.A. to pick them up and driving home. So excited. That was yesterday morning, Saturday. And then I got an email yesterday evening that Mary had arrived safely in L.A. and they had picked up Baby and her puppy, and they were on their way driving home. So I don't know if they've made it back to Seattle yet, but they were on their way yesterday. So how cool is that? Eileen actually was able to help them, put them in touch with the right rescues in India, and they actually got this stray dog and her puppy.
Did it have to go through quarantine?
No.
Wow.
No. It was long flights to get, a lot of hours. And that's why Mary and her husband flew to L.A. because they didn't want the dogs to have to do another flight from L.A. to Seattle. So Mary and her husband flew to L.A. to meet them and drive them back up. But no, there is no quarantine coming into the U.S. Unless you're Hawaii. Going into Hawaii, there is.
I did not know that.
Going into England, there is. But not coming in here. But they got them out of India, and they arrived home yesterday. So how cool is that? All right. Oh, I suppose we should probably stay on schedule, or Mike will get irritated with me. Well, he doesn't get irritated. He just does these weird break signals with his hands. And
I'm too new to get irritated. I just give you little visual cues.
Are we still honeymooning, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, we didn't. We can't be on our honeymoon yet.
No, we're just dating. No. We're just...
Where are we now?
We got this thing going on.
Yeah? We have a thing going on? Okay. Yeah. We got a thing going on.
Yeah, I think we're beyond dating because this is...
Yeah. We don't even mention that anymore.
It's a foregone conclusion, with the exception of the third Sunday, that we're both going to be here. So yeah. I call that a thing.
So we have a thing going on. Okay. I better be careful, though. I can't mention honeymoon. I mean, we haven't even decided that we're work spouses yet, for heaven's sakes. But we got a thing going on. So anyway, in order to keep the other half of the thing happy, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And caller will be with you and get to you shortly. And pay attention. Support them, because without them, there's no us. And Animal World continues. Oh, my God. Now, see, look at that. Last half hour of the show, those phones start to go nuts. stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1979, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother. I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and Happy New Year, y'all. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just a little technical business. Did I miss it? Did you do Robin's spot? I just heard NuPro.
Yeah, I think I missed that. We need to make good on that. How did I miss that?
Well, I don't know. You're always so on top of things.
But you're right.
Oh, you know, it's Gary's fault. Poor Gary. He hasn't been here since October.
But, you know, we could run it right now if we wanted to.
You think so?
Sure.
Okay. Well, stay tuned.
Limited number of beautiful golden healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assist you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at Sacred Sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and now we're back for real. Well, actually, it didn't go anywhere.
But it sounded better.
Yeah. So now we've done everything we need to do, And so now we can go back to the phones. What do you say? Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. And let's see, we're going to Seattle. And Chris, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Hello, thank you.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, my son got a rescue dog a couple of days ago, and I babysat him last night, the dog. And
okay, what's the dog's name?
His name is Sale.
Sale?
Yes, and we may change that. That's the name he has.
Okay, and what's your best guess at what kind of dog he is?
He's a mixture. He certainly seems to have some... I can't think of it. He's a fairly mid-sized dog, anyway. But I can't think he's like I can't think of the breed that my son said he thought that he wanted.
Do you think a terrier type?
No, no,
a hound type?
Yeah. Well, what was the dog that Clinton had?
What kind of dog did Clinton had a black lab? Didn't
lab,
he have a
lab,
chocolate
yeah,
lab?
Yeah,
lab?
Yeah. He thinks he's part lab.
A lab mix.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and about how old do we think this guy is?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, and I would assume he's a neutered male.
No, female. She's a
spayed female.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And relatively new to the family.
Oh, yeah, just a couple days.
Do we know any history about the dog?
Don't think that she was abused. I think she was, they just had to leave, but I don't really know.
Okay, but she came from a shelter of some kind?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's your question?
Well, whenever I left the room last night, she's a great little dog, great dog, but she would jump up on the sofa, and when I would come out there, she'd be sitting there, and I would say no, I would take her down, have her sit on the rug, and she would be fine, I'd leave, and then come back, and she'd be on the sofa again. How do you break that kind of habit?
Okay, smart dog. She's no dummy. Well, first of all, you have to decide what the rules are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if your rules are no dogs allowed on furniture, period, then in Aunt Martha's opinion, you need to have a good cush dog bed on the floor in the same room for the dog to use. And then you go through a period, you know, you get a nice, you know, round or rectangular, you know, nice cushy dog bed. And, oh, boy, this is your bed. Get on your bed. Get on your bed and give him a treat and get on your bed, down on your bed, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
You can decide dog is allowed on only one piece of furniture in the room, or dog is allowed on the furniture in this room but not in this room. Or dog is allowed on the furniture if their towel, blanket, or sheet is on top of the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, they're not allowed on the furniture. Okay. So see, you can decide what your rules are.
Mm-hmm.
Like one house I lived in, no dogs were allowed on the furniture in the living room, but they were allowed on the furniture in the family room. My rules are generally if there's a human on the furniture, you need permission to get up. If there's not, you can be on the furniture, but then if a human comes back, you need to move over or get off. Okay, so you have to decide what your rules are first, so then you can be consistent. So it sounds like if your rule is going to be dog's not allowed on the couch, you need to get a dog bed when you're babysitting your grand dog.
Okay.
And then you've got to remind the dog, see, the first time, what you need to know about dogs, a random reward is the strongest way of strengthening canine behavior. So if 9 times out of 10 you prevent her from getting up on the couch when you leave the room, but you leave the room once and she gets up, she's not going to remember the 9 times she wasn't allowed to get up. She remembers that 10th time, so it's always worth trying.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to have, initially with a new dog, it's all about confinement, supervision, scheduling, eyeballs on the dog so you can dictate all their behavior and tell them what's right and what's wrong and teaching the behavior you want. And see, having a nice cush bed for her, because before you would ever leave the room, you'd be teaching her about her bed and get her all psyched up about her bed. And getting treats on her own bed, then she'd be far less likely to get up onto your bed, onto the couch, because it's more work to do that. But now that you know it, when she comes back again, if you don't have a bed already, then you don't leave her unattended in the room.
Okay.
you call her and take her with you, or you put a little leash on her and you do what I call umbilical cording, and she goes where you go. You go to the kitchen, she goes to the kitchen. You go to the bathroom, she goes to the bathroom. You go to throw in the laundry, she goes to throw in the laundry.
Okay.
That's really good for leadership. But it also then allows you to control the behavior, and so bad habits don't get started.
Can you? I do have asthma, so I would like to get something that I can some covering I can wash.
Oh yeah.
Are there like dog things that you can get? That
oh,
you can
absolutely.
Take off the covering?
Most all dog beds now come with zip covers that you can take off and wash.
Right.
And that's what I said. Like you could say, well, I wouldn't mind if she got up on the couch, mm-hmm. but I'd want to be able to clean it mm-hmm. or keep it clean. So you might put a sheet or something on top of the couch when mm-hmm. she's there. Mm-hmm. So you could take that off and wash it right away. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it isn't usually the hair that you're allergic to. It's the dander.
Oh.
And if you make sure that she's getting the highest quality food that your son can afford to feed her,
mm-hmm.
adding in Optigest and Missing Link would be really good, which eliminates excessive shedding, and then a good bath, and especially if they could bathe her before she comes to grandma's,
mm-hmm.
then that really cuts down on the allergens. And bathing once or twice a month mm-hmm. consistently will usually eliminate all human allergens,
okay.
which is a little known fact.
Yeah, that's great.
And if she does get on the couch, it's no off, mm-hmm. off the couch, off the good off the couch, mm-hmm. stay off the couch, get on your own bed, good bed, treat on your bed sort of thing.
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I did just one question. You said Missing Link, and what was the other thing?
Optigest, it is a digestive enzyme to help with digestion, and you can get that. It's made by M. Clover is the company. Most quality pet stores will have it, like Mud Bay Granaries have it. I don't know. I know Mud Bay Granaries have it. Petco's have it. I get it at Petco in Monroe.
And just one quick question more.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You say the best food. What is the best food? He was planning on giving her some table food as well as the dry food.
Well, there is no absolute.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of different ways of thinking. Some people think if you don't feed raw food to your dog, you're going to kill your dog, and that's the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think, you feed raw food, you're going to kill your dog. Don't want to do processed, you have to home cook. And then there's the others that say, no, you have to do high-quality processed food, yada, yada, yada. So there isn't a right or a wrong, and it pretty much is what works best for you.
Okay.
My rule of thumb is if you're going to feed processed food, which would cover dry and canned, mm-hmm. you feed the highest quality that you can afford, and you are best to stay out of the grocery store when you buy it.
Okay.
The highest quality pet store is better. If you go to the Pet Smarts and Pet Co's, and I'm sorry, I'm at Pet Pros in Monroe that I get the Optigest at.
Mm-hmm.
Pet Smart, Pet Co, you're a step above grocery store, but not much. The higher, more quality independent stores like Mud Bay Granaries, All the Best Pet Cares, our Jones and Company Pets in Marysville, Pet Pros. Are going to have better quality foods. Now, my preference, if you're feeding dry, is the simplest formula, which means there are a lot of really good high-quality foods these days, but I call them kitchen sink foods. They have several kinds of protein and several kinds of carbs in them. And what you want to do is pick a simple formula. One, maybe two protein sources in it, and then very few carb sources so that you can rotate their food. Consistent exposure to the same ingredients is what causes food allergies.
Oh.
So you might be feeding a duck and potato for a while, and then you'd go to a venison and rice.
Okay.
Or a fish and potato. And then a chicken and rice, a kangaroo and rice addiction makes. And you want to rotate the food by the bags. That was an interesting little beep. Did you hear that?
Sure did.
That was my cup.
Ah, that was Chris.
Sorry.
Not a problem. It's just that Mike and I both went, what beep. at any rate, so you want to be able to rotate foods. And adding human food to that, as long as it's good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them the garbage scraps.
Yeah.
No cooked bones, but raw bones are great. I personally feed all of my cats are on a raw food diet. I don't have dogs at the moment, but I will be getting a new puppy probably in the spring or summer. I haven't decided. Last dog I raised, I decided I wanted it to recognize everything as food. So I fed some dry, some canned, some home cooked, and some raw. I'm either going to go all raw, or I will go highest quality processed with raw. But I haven't decided yet. But just know there isn't a right or a wrong. But if you're feeding, if you're at home cooking, if you're doing processed, canned, and dry, then you definitely want to add in the Optigest. And if you're feeding lower quality processed food, you absolutely need Missing Link, because that increases the quality. It provides what's missing in the crappy foods.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, and thanks for calling Animal World. And as the month goes by, first Sunday in February, call me back if there's anything new going on with sale and you need more help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then. Woohoo. Okay. Guess what I have?
I have no idea.
I have Pet Finder's List of the 10 most popular dog names of 2011. 10 most popular cat names, and then the goofiest and the best celebrity. That's kind of fun. Okay.
Well, let's hear them.
10 most popular dog names of 2011 in order of popularity. Buddy, Max, Daisy, Bella, Lucy, Molly, Charlie, Jack, Sadie, and Rocky.
Interesting. Interesting grouping.
Yep, none of the names I would name my new Golden. Top popular cat names. Lucy, Smokey, Bella, that's on both lists. Charlie, that one too. Tiger, Oreo, Daisy, Molly, Max, and Midnight.
Now, see, that list seems, just at first impression, seems reasonable. The dog list, I thought, was just a little outside the norm.
Well, I don't know.
Except Oreo, but for the name of a cat.
I'm glad I didn't see Ping Pong or Buzzy.
Yeah.
G-Man or Sophie, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks. Okay, the most unusual adoptable pet names. There's some goofy ones here. Doggy Woggy Snookum Doodle. Now, I did have a dog named Doodle. Doodle Boy.
That's going to give a dog a complex, you call it that.
Polly Picklepuss.
Same thing.
Suki Mayapoo. I've Been Hooked. Blue Sparkle McGillicuddy. Killer the Dog Dominating Declawed Cat.
You're making me just chuckle here.
Pretzel. Fluff Dog Millionaire. I love this one. Jimmy Choose. Ish Kabibble. Now, the best celebrity name-alikes. Barry Meownalo. Katy Perry. Allie McBeagle. Brad the Pitt. Rascal Katz. Ringo Starr. Cindy Clawford. Cindy Dogford. Vera Fang. And Lady Gaga.
I think there's some folks out there with way too much time on their hands.
I thought that was pretty cute. Pretty cute, pretty cute, pretty cute. Well, let's see. Finishing up the show, I'm just looking to see about animals in the news. We're going to do that one next week. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. Did you see the article in the paper this week about the family in Seattle that are trapping and eating gray squirrels?
I missed that one. How could I have missed that one?
We're going to go there next week.
Okay.
We've got a gray wolf was approaching California, made it into California. Let's see. Oh, frogs in Hawaii causing problems. Let's see. The bird flu is back in Hong Kong. They're killing chickens again. Lost a lot of elephants to poaching. And I think we can just let all of this go. Okay, so how about, what do you say, we could end off the first day of the new year with the best good news about animals. See, he's psychic. He's getting there. He is. We got a thing going on.
It's happening.
Yeah. Ooh, it does. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, now I think this is good news. Sue aims to block wild horse castration. The BLM is trying, it's got a plan that they're going to capture all these wild horses and castrate them and then let some of them go. The lawsuit is against the BLM to try to stop this. The complaint contends the BLM's scientifically unsound, controversial, untested, and radical approaches to managing Mustangs in the 885,000-acre complex violate federal law, and the agency continues to authorize thousands of sheep and cattle to graze on the public lands in the area. The BLM has violated the law by failing to analyze impacts of domestic wild livestock and wild horses. And I hope this case ends once and for all BLM's illegal bias in favor of cattle and sheep over wild horses and all other native wildlife. So do I. Hear, hear. Okay, we got a new baby orca in one of our pods. Photograph showed up. And did you hear about in Okanagan County, the rare gull? A rare gull from Siberia has been seen in Okanagan County Lake.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. It's a Ross's gull, and it's on Palmer Lake. And it could be there for just a few days or a week or for several weeks. And it's so rare that people are bird watchers are coming from all over the place just to so they can mark it off their list of having seen this bird. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Wasn't this last week, was it the day after Christmas? Is it Boxing Day where bird watchers go out and count birds?
At the Great American Bird Count.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, I didn't see anything about that.
Neither did I.
And I usually talk about that every year.
Nary a word.
Is it? I would think that was when it is, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't hear anything about that. And here's cool. Panda money. The National Zoo plans to announce Monday that philanthropist David Rubenstein is donating $4.5 million to its giant panda reproduction program, bolstering the zoo's ability to maintain one of Washington's most popular attractions in a time of economic strain. The donation, which Rubenstein described as a holiday gift to the zoo and the city, will cover the tab for 5 years of giant panda reproduction efforts and other panda research here and in China. Ooh, a really cool article. You could look this up online. It's out of time. Deer feel right at home at FBI shooting ranges. Did you see this one?
I did not.
Apparently, now this is at Quantico, Virginia. It's a 547-acre FBI academy when they've got a big firing range, but they don't allow any hunting on their property. So the deer come and watch rifle practice.
You think they're kind of laughing? Say, man, these guys couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if they're inside.
Well, they have no fear of it because, you know, they're not threatened. Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool.
Now, I do have an update on the the great backyard bird count actually happens in February. February 17th.
That's
to 20th.
Something was just not quite right in my head because I know I always talk about it every year, but I hadn't seen. So it's not. Yeah, February makes more sense.
So people who were out counting birds this week were probably just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Well, at least they weren't part of the great backdoor bird count.
Not officially.
Yeah, bird watchers flock to glimpse town's rare gull. It's in Loomis, Okanagan County, a rare Arctic gull. And no one knows how long it'll stay on Palmer Lake. It's feeding on a deer carcass. And it could be there for weeks, but they don't know. But people are coming from across the country, from Victoria, B.C. People are coming from all over the place to see this bird. Okay. If you didn't see this, go search this on the Seattle Times. Influx from the snowy north. Did you see the photograph of the snowy owls that are coming to our state?
Yes, I did.
Wow, this is a fabulous story, and apparently the Burke Museum has got something going on with owls, too. But a spectacular photograph made the front page of the Seattle Times on Tuesday. Unusually rare around here, snowy owls from the Arctic are being seen widely this winter as bird watchers delight in the creature's stunning plumage and haunting eyes. And there was a really wonderful article about that. And great photographs, so check that one out. Here is Last Chance for Animals. This was good. On Friday, December 16th, the city of Santa Ana, this is in California, announced that elephant rides would no longer be offered at the Santa Ana Zoo. Woohoo! Last Chance for Animals saw to that. So that's a good thing. This is Greenpeace. Remember when Ann and... Oatmeal from Panama.
I do.
We're here. We were talking about the whale commission, and the Greenpeace says a victory has been achieved, that vote buying at the International Whaling Commission is history. Countries like Japan can no longer bribe poor countries to support their whaling stance. This means the whale conversation finally has a fighting chance. Conservation finally has a fighting chance. Yay. And a couple of lost dogs that were found. A blind dog lost in San Antonio, almost ready to be put to sleep at the shelter. Mom found it just before Christmas. And in Fredericksburg, Virginia, after 8 years, a pit bull that just wandered off the farm was found 2,700 miles away and is now back with its people and its home. How cool is that?
That's all good news. What a great way to start the year off.
Yeah, yeah. So how fun is that? All right, so we are done for the first day of 2012. Next week, Robin and Martha Sunday. Robin and Alexis will be with me. We're going to tune in to some great animal stories all around the planet and find out what the animals have to say. And what we have to learn, I'll have to save the woo-woo stuff and about Kim's dog Shasta and her return and her new puppy that she just got and all of that stuff for next week. And, Mike, thank you so much.
You bet. Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it.
And
all right.
Let's invite Robin.
Hey, sounds like good to me. And maybe we'll have a call screener. You never know. Well, we don't really need one next week because we usually don't take calls. But anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's Day and a very happy New Year. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week. And happy New Year, everyone.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.